they heeded him and did his will. Well armed, the sentries left to take their posts. One company formed around Thrasymedes, Nestor's son. Another mustered by Ascalaphus and Ialmenus. Others commanded by Meriones, Aphareus, the Epirus, and Creon's son, the princely Lycomedes. 7 lieutenants, each with 100 men carrying long spears, issued from the camp for outposts chosen between ditch and rampart. Campfires were kindled, and they took their meal. The son of Atreus led the elder men together to his hut where he served dinner, and each man's hand went out upon the meal. When they had driven hunger and thirst away, old Nestor opened their deliberations. Nestor, whose counsel had seemed best before, point by point weaving his argument. "Lord Marshal of the army, Agamemnon, as I shall end with you, so I begin, since you hold power over a great army and are responsible for it. The Lord Zeus put in your keeping staff and precedent that you might gather counsel for your men. You should be first in discourse, but attentive to what another may propose, to act on it if he speak out for the good of all. Whatever he may initiate, action is yours. On this rule, let me speak as I think best. A better view than mine no man can have, the same view that I've held these many days since that occasion when, my lord, for all Achilles's rage, you took the girl Briseis out of his lodge, but not with our consent. Far from it. I, for one, had begged you not to. Just the same, you gave way to your pride, and you dishonored a great prince, a hero to whom the gods themselves do honor. Taking his prize, you kept her, and still do. But even so, and even now, we may contrive some way of making peace with him by friendly gifts and by affectionate words." Then Agamemnon, the Lord Marshal, answered, "Sir, there is nothing false in your account of my blind errors. I committed them. I will not now deny it. Troops of soldiers are worth no more than one man cherished by Zeus, as he has cherished this man and avenged him, overpowering the army of Achaeans. I lost my head. I yielded to black anger. But now I would retract it, and appease him with all munificence. Here before everyone I may enumerate the gifts I'll give. 7 new tripods, and 10 bars of gold. Then 20 shining cauldrons, and 12 horses, thoroughbreds, who by their wind and legs have won me prizes. Any man who owned what these have brought me could not lack resources, could not be pinched for precious gold, so many prizes have these horses carried.